Water Lake Corridor is only part of the broader plan. The 24-hour economy program identifies priority value chains across all regions, and these include agro-processing, pharmaceuticals, textiles, light manufacturing, tourism, digital services, and the creative economy. Each one has specific bottlenecks, and the program outlines targeted solutions. On infrastructure, the Ghana Infrastructure Investment Fund will lead efforts to develop industrial parks, logistics hubs, and upgrade transport links. On financing, the Development Bank of Ghana and the Venture Capital Trust Fund will scale up value chain finance for SMEs, cooperatives, and agribusiness in priority sectors. On land, we will develop local land banks, zoned, titled, and investment ready to reduce any delays and uncertainty to investors. On skills, the Aspire 24 sub-program of the 24-hour economy policy will be launched to train young people for shift-based work, digital roles, and entrepreneurship. And on incentives, we'll introduce tax reliefs on machinery and inputs, fast-track regulatory approvals, and export facilitation. The 24-hour economy program is not a top-down model. It is decentralized. Each district will establish its own 24-hour implementation task force, housed within the district and municipal assemblies, and aligned with our local economic development policy. This decentralized approach will allow each region to define and lead its path of industrial transformation based on its natural comparative advantages. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no longer just a vision. It is a structured, sequenced, and inclusive plan, and its implementation is beginning. I've authorized the 24-hour secretariat to begin detailed program design and investment packaging. The draft program document will be released publicly on Tuesday for broader consultation, and I will invite you to help us finalize it. We'll officially launch the 24-hour plus program in July this year, most probably on Ghana's Republic Day, which is a symbolic day for a bold new national agenda. To guarantee institutional stability, I'm working with Parliament to establish the 24-hour economy secretariat as an independent authority, reporting directly to the President and backed by legislation. This will ensure strong coordination, investor confidence, and delivery continuity. Let me end by returning to where I started, that is gratitude.